Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi, everyone. It is almost Father's Day. How exciting. You know, sometimes folks think that dads don't necessarily need items or dollars for grooming, yet dads would love that too. And so this Father's Day, if you haven't had a chance to make it to the store and you are feeling hesitant to go into a store, you could always swing by our friends at True Colors Salon and Spa on Old Dixie. And I am certain they can provide you with a gift certificate so your pops can come in and get a nice cut, a nice hot shave. And of course, they're open for gals too. They're open 6 days a week with extended hours into the evening and literally a stylist for every budget that there is, along with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Say what? There's no risk. So go visit our friends at True Colors and help pamper your father this weekend for Father's Day. Give him a nice little surprise. Also, a special shout out to White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. The height of moving season is here, folks. This is oftentimes where families move because kids are out of school. So if you are, in fact, planning a move, don't hesitate to reach out to your friends at White Glove, where we can help with all the heavy lifting, doing as much or as little as you need done in the course of your move. This includes nationwide moving as an interstate agent with Beacons. We can help facilitate that. If you know of anyone that's looking for a job, we are hiring some movers right now. And we launched this really fun segment that's all about selecting good books about moving for families that are relocating this summer with kids. Henceforth, our amazing guest today in the studio. I had reached out to our local library, which for those of you who aren't card-carrying Indian River County Library System members, well, that is just silly because it is free and it is fantastic. And we're going to learn so much about what they have in store today for the kids and also as resources for us grown-up kids out there in the county. So here in the studio, we have Patty Fuchs. She is our children's librarian that heads up all sorts of fun activities and programs for the youth of all ages throughout the Indian River County Library System. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you're here. So I had thought of this concept of reading out loud different books based on different age groupings for children. And I thought, why would I buy all of these books that I just need to read out loud and share? And henceforth, that's really what the library is all about. It's being able to borrow books.
Right. And a lot more.
And you can do it. And it's not like it used to be where you have to physically go in and check out a book. There's ebooks these mm-hmm. days, and there's lots of other programming involved. So I was thrilled to learn that even though the library itself was closed for regular use, where you might go in and spend a couple hours doing some research on something and finding a slew of books to get you through the summer, you can actually utilize your online platform to find books. Mm-hmm. You can use author name. You can use keywords. Like I typed in moving mm-hmm. and hundreds of books popped up. Mm-hmm. And then from there, people can come by and pick them up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a service that's always been available. You know, we've always been able to look things up. And if you play around with our website, there's, like I said, you can do key search and you can do author search. There's also little lists you can click on. And if you like this thing, then they also like this title. There's a lot to unpack in there, a lot of fun stuff to help you find things that you might like. I know everyone's really missing being able to just browse. And because a lot of people,
for sure.
We've a lot of patrons that have been contacting us, and I don't look my books up. I just walk the shelves and find something that I like. And when we get that, we understand that. But we're also here to help. You can call us. You can call a reference department. You can call children's department. And we will help you find books. If you let, you know, tell us what you like. We will give some suggestions. In the children's department, we'll take specific suggestions, you know, and we'll find stuff for you.
Because there are state things that come out annually that children can participate in throughout the summer that helps them be able to assimilate quickly into their new school year because those books were part of those highlighted options for
the Sunshine State list, things like that.
Those might be specific choices.
Right. But we also have book bundles that we've been offering. And our book bundles are, again, you can ask for specific things. If you call us, we will find that. But in general, we will have a set of books on sharks or slice of life kind of books or transportation and for all different age groups. And some of them also include like a coloring sheet or a craft within those. So there's a lot of different options. And also, I should say, we are not letting patrons in right now to browse and check out.
Yes.
But we are also offering computer time that you have to call and schedule that. But if you call, you can schedule an hour of computer time per day. So that is something that's happening right now.
Well, that's very interesting. So I want to break down a couple of things and explain it to our listeners, because I know so many parents engage with us on their drive home from work. And so I want to make sure that I get this information right for them. When I went online and I found my books, I was able to click everything I wanted. Shortly thereafter, an email came and said, your items have been found and it is available for pickup when you're ready, giving me the hours that the library was open. And then the process is, once you get to the library, whether it's the main, whether it's North County,
Brackett's available for curbside pickup. Currently, Fellsmere and Gifford is still completely shut down.
Got it.
Down,
so we have three main locations throughout the county where then you call when you're in that parking lot and they place the books for you on a table, easy peasy, ready to go. So that's really, really cool, just so you know how that works, because if you just get there and you are just waiting patiently for someone to bring out your books, they will not do that without the phone call.
Yeah, well, they need to know that you're there.
They need to know that you're there. And then you give them your library card number.
So when you show up in the parking lot and you're ready to get your materials, call the number and there will be and have your library card ready, and they're going to ask for your library card number, and you'll give it to them. They'll check out the books and they'll bring them out to you to the table there, and just confirm it to you,
and then away
you go.
So I just want to make sure that everyone knows those steps, because now we're going to build on that, right? So that's our foundation. Now, Patty, are you wanting residents to also call ahead of time if they're coming to pick up one of these really cool weekly kits that you've developed?
So what we have going on is, for now, if you're familiar with our library, we have normally this time of year is our busiest time of year with the kids particularly. We offer all different kinds of programs. And so it kind of hurts our hearts a little bit in the children's department not to be able to do what we normally get to do.
For sure.
But we're doing the best we can. So we still are offering some fun programs. We're doing we always offer a reading incentive packet, and that includes a reading log where the children keep track of their reading, either what they've read themselves or what they've been read to. And for every 20 minutes, they put a little sticker on the reading log. And when that's full, that'll be 1,000 minutes, then they earn a prize. We also have a bingo sheet that will come in that packet, and it's a bunch of different activities. And when they get 5 in a row, they get another prize. And then we have what we're calling our grab-and-go programs. We have a grab-and-go story time. And the grab-and-go story time is every Wednesday at 11 on the main library's Facebook page. You can view a full-length story time,
which is like about 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes.
Give or take. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the kit is going to have the materials you need to make the craft that we show in the video, as well as a little stick puppet and an example handout that has all of the books that we read and all the rhymes so that you can follow along at home.
That is terrific. And so that's geared towards the younger kids, perhaps 6 and younger, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So again, that's Wednesdays at 11. You orchestrate pickup sometime Monday, Tuesday, or early morning Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then by 11 a.m., you pull out that packet and you and your child and our awesome mm-hmm. children's services mm-hmm. librarian and team, I'm
and
sure. Because,
yes.
you know, there's a lot of things, components yes. to these mm-hmm. to make it happen. All sync together at 11 o'clock and are able mm-hmm. to do these things interactively. Digitally right. and, you know, with the person you love in your home, safe and
right.
sound.
Right. And it's we'll be keeping it up for at least a week or two, each one.
So if you don't get it to it Wednesday and right. you pick up the kit late for whatever reason, there's still that opportunity to go back and play it back and have your right. kid be able to figure out how to do the craft.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. You don't have to see it at 11. And then we do the same concept, but a STEM program. We're doing a STEM program. So and that's a little more geared towards, elementary grades. And the same thing, you come stop by the library and pick up the kit. And then on Thursdays at 11, I'll be on Facebook Live showing the little science experiment or project activity for that
fun.
Week.
Yeah. And then, of course, for the teen program, you're able to do all of these things. You have, so I took pictures. When you go to the Facebook page, you'll be able to see it. But I was able to get 2 weeks worth of the kit. So the first one was a cool journal, and it gives a step-by-step of how to customize the cover. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was a friendship bracelet, which is could also be a good Father's Day gift. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so fun little activities, and the teens can do it at their leisure. There's mm-hmm. nothing that they have to log on to see.
No, yeah, the teen program is just done as purely a craft kit. There's no online component like there is for the children's programs.
But they, too, can compete in the bingo.
Yes, they have their own bingo form.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and the adults have their own bingo form.
Really?
So, yes, the Friends of the Library have donated Amazon gift cards, drawing for that. So if you complete, five in a row on your bingo card, you get entered into the drawing for that.
And then how do they submit? Because obviously I have quite the reader. My son's mm-hmm. 13. Oh, and I just love prizes, Patty. So what do we do? How do we get in?
The same way you got your picked up your books.
Okay.
When you stop at a call and say, I need a bingo card, or once you've completed it, say, hey, I've completed my bingo card, and they'll bring out your prize for you.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. What's like some examples of the adult bingo sheet? Like what's one of the things that we have to conquer?
Would like to make something up for you right now, but I haven't looked at
that much. Patty's like, I focus on children.
I'm the children's librarian. I'm pretty sure there's some genre, like read a book about certain genres.
That gets you out of maybe your comfort zone to explore a little bit more.
Yeah.
That
and
would make sense.
And I'm sure there's something about probably, trying out an ebook or checking out like Hoopla or online resources, because that's the other thing. Now's a great time to be checking out our other online resources. We have access to Ancestry.
Oh, really?
Which is normally, not cheap, as my understanding. But through the library, if you have your library card, you can have full access to Ancestry right now, which is great, if you're interested in trying some genealogy work. Or if you had, a lot of people have got the DNA
testing
kit kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And if you log in yourself, you can only see like a little bit of it. But if you log in through the library, as yourself, it'll let you see a lot more information in that test kit thing. I had gotten that for Christmas. That was pretty neat.
Oh, really?
And Mango is a language, online language database, which is phenomenal, if you're wanting to try to learn a new language. ABC Mouse is another important thing. I hope the parents want to make sure the parents realize. ABC Mouse is an online website that you normally have to pay subscription to use, and it's an absolutely amazing educational resource for preschool and early elementary.
Oh, wow.
And we have 30 right now. We normally have 5, but right now, because of current conditions, mm-hmm. they've given us 30 checkouts, basically 30 checkouts, 30 day checkouts for that. So if you go to our website and look at the online resources, click on ABC Mouse, just have your library card at the ready, and you'll be able to fully access ABC Mouse for free for 30 days through the library.
Oh, wow. That's really great. Because, summer is always that time where you fear that your kids might regress a little bit mm-hmm. in their knowledge because they're being consumed with other things. And we just have, like, the longest summer on record.
Yeah.
Thanks to COVID. So yeah. this is great for parents to be able to tap into this. And it's nothing that you have to do daily, but it is nice mm-hmm. to dedicate a few minutes throughout the week. And just, you know, a little spark goes a long way mm-hmm. in those July, you know, June, July, and early August weeks. So that's mm-hmm. great. All right. So the digital resources is going to be a fun thing to explore in some of our downtime mm-hmm. while we're just doing what we can to be able to stay busy. What's creative bug?
A creative bug is, it's a lot like Pinterest and YouTube, but and then some. It's all craft. It's all like tutorials, online tutorials for doing different kinds of crafting. And again, that's a website that is not free.
You would normally have a
subscription to get into, but through accessing it through us, through our website, you can. And your library card is for free.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
If you haven't ever logged on to the library's website portal and you're wondering what password it is, mm-hmm. it's the last 4 of your phone number, right?
Correct. Yes. Unless you do.
You're welcome. You don't have to call them and bother them. Right. Like, what was it again? Because you probably didn't give yourself your own password. They do that for you automatically. Yeah. And if you don't read the fine print, mm-hmm. then you're calling the library and they give you the very, very simple advice that it's just the last 4 of your phone number. And then you say, oh, thank you. And then open sesame.
Mm-hmm. And you can change that too. Some people, you know, sure. in case anyone's concerned, well, now everyone knows what my password is if they got my card.
They'd also need to know your library card number. It's like
right,
a thing.
Right, sure. But you can change that yourself too easily. But yeah, the default password is the last 4 digits of the phone number that you gave us when you signed up.
And then again, you're going to be able to have all this online access and fun things to view. So here in the studio, we have Patty Fuchs. She's our children's librarian for the Indian River County Library System. We're going to delve a little bit more into different programming that's in store throughout the summer and what we can look forward to once we get back into the school year for teens and others. So you're listening to The Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back Throughout Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Happy June. Happy almost Father's Day. If your father is in need of a pedicure to go with his sandals in Florida, don't be ashamed. Just go get him a gift certificate for Foxy Nails. They're open 7 days a week by appointment. You do need to wear a mask when you go in there, but you'll feel great about it, honestly. So Foxy Nails, thank you for all that you do. I recently went to Foxy's and I did a new pink on pink ombre with this foil glitter. And last week I hosted a virtual luncheon and I guess I used my hands a lot because I had 15 ladies out of 40 message me privately and say, those nails are foxy. Just goes to show. And it lasts for weeks. So if you were always on the fence, now you know, just do it. Anna says so. Also, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. If you are considering home ownership, no matter
No matter your budget, no matter the size home, Caliber is local. They use local appraisers. They can do consultations with you to get you into the house of your dream that you can afford. You will love to work with them. Caliber Home Loans, thank you for your ongoing support. And you can check out all these sponsors at theveroinsider.com. So they make this show possible, and I always love being able to find great guests. Here in the studio, we have Patty Fuchs. She's our children's librarian, heading up all sorts of fun youth services and offerings. And we were chatting earlier before break about the reading log and bingo. And you have it broken down for components for the youngins. You have it for the teens. And, of course, you have it for adults. And one of the things you mentioned that was the teens, as they complete a bingo, they can redeem it for a 3D printer item. Our local right. library has a 3D printer.
We have several.
Yes. Oh. Yes. And yeah, like, what kind of cool things have you printed? Like,
Most recently, a lot of Baby Yodas. which is really the child, I know, but you know, we all call it Baby Yoda. But we did a lot of those. We've done a lot of Star Wars theme stuff over the years, but a little bit of everything. I mean, it's within reason. So that is the prize for the teens. They'll get a coupon for a free 3D printed item.
Oh, very cool.
And then also the kids, when they finish their reading log, I think that's when they finish their reading log, they're going to get one of those as well.
Oh, very nice.
You know, so there's options now. What you can do is you go on to, it's called Thingiverse. Thingiverse.com, and it's a website full of files of people who have already created the file for the 3D printed item, you know.
Got it.
You can't just give them, say our RIT guy, Josh is a good buddy of mine, and you can't just hand him a picture and say this, you know, because somebody has to make the file to create that.
Certainly.
But if you find it on Thingiverse, then it's within reason, you know, our 3D printers is only so big and what have you, but we can make some pretty fun stuff.
Could you make a fishing lure? Or something like that, like something for fishing?
I would imagine. Well, yeah, I guess like the, yeah.
Yeah, just like a small little something.
I don't see why not.
Oh.
I mean, I'm trying to think of some fishing lures I looked at. I don't see why you couldn't.
I'm gonna give my son a task, earn some bingos. And then the other thing is, so we were talking about online. There's a whole world that the library has to offer us. And for a number of those that belong to the library system and haven't played with the online platform, there's lots of things they could benefit from. We touched on the fact that they have access to Ancestry, which would be a subscription-based kind of pricey setup, but thanks to our genealogy department, they're able to delve a little bit deeper and, learn some things. That's kind of fun. And we talked about Creative Bug, all these awesome tutorials to make crafts with your kids or for yourself. I mean, that's just awesome. Yet, I'm not super familiar with Hoopla. What's Hoopla?
So Hoopla is, think of it kind of like a Netflix. Okay. Very similar concept as Netflix. So it's, you know, movies and there's some, I believe there's music on that one too. And some audiobooks. But if you have a library card, it's free. You don't have to pay anything for it.
My goodness.
Know. So yeah. Yeah. So, and when Overdrive/Libby's the app, is the app that we use for Overdrive. Overdrive is the name of the larger company, but that is how we access our ebooks. And so needless to say, you know, our numbers on ebooks and everything and on Overdrive and Hoopla has
through the
way
roof.
Increased, you know? Which is great. I mean, that's what it's there for, you know. I mean, we're glad to see it being used because, you know, it's been there for a while and it's been growing, you know, every month since we started doing it several years back, you know.
But now, with people being cooped up, I mean, this is an opportune time, like you said, to just dabble a little bit and learn what you can and utilize what you can and to the best of your ability, because you can take an ebook with you anywhere.
Right.
I mean, my goodness.
Right. And I think a lot of people are surprised, especially with the movies, like what movies we have available on DVD, like, you know, hard copy, and what's available, like, say, via Hoopla, what we have, you know. I mean, it's not just... I mean, I love documentaries and things like that, but it's not just, you know, History Channel kind of stuff. I mean, everything popular and new we get.
That is very cool. So. Plus, I like the word. I've always used the word hoopla, and now I get to use it for a whole different reason.
Download some Hoopla for me, won't you, honey? That'd be great. So this is really fun, and I just want to do one more call to action to all of our listeners, because right now in the summertime, we can take advantage of some great crafts and some great reading challenges, if you will, put forth by our amazing library system. And you have the opportunity to still do the traditional pick up your book and read it. And to do so, you go online, you type in your card information, your password, if you hadn't changed it, it's the last four of your phone number, and you pick out those books, and then you call when you're in the parking lot of your chosen library, which is, again, the Brackett Library.
The Brackett Library, the main library, and the North County Library in Sebastian. And if you don't have a card, you can get one. Check out our website. It gives you a list of what you need to bring with you. But, yeah.
We can still make it happen.
Totally.
I love it. So, once again, the website?
www.irclibrary.org.
Patty, thanks so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week, cheers.